Testing.
Hello.
1, 2, 3.
Can you guys hear me?
Is this better?
I still need to record. My mic on?
Nope. Hit that button.
Hold on, my kids need me.
Testing. Testing.
I don't think I'm recording.
I forgot to grab a Dr. Pepper.
I'm Nick.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Emily.
And we don't claim to be experts. We're all recording.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Emily's voice sounds a little different. I think mine might.
Got the holiday junk.
Is that what the doctor calls it?
Yeah. They're like, we got another case of the holiday junk.
I have the holiday junk, but that's because I overindulged. I ate way too much on Thanksgiving. So I got holiday junk in the trunk. We've lost Katie already.
How does being gluten-free change the holiday? Like, what?
I'm thankful that, you know, I kind of gave it up because I wasn't feeling well at the perfect time. There's a lot of options. And so last year was the first Thanksgiving when I was trying to, stay mostly away from it. And we had dinner at mom and dad's, and there was a lot of options for me, which was great. But, you know, we're just trying to get in the swing of things, seeing what's available. And so it's pretty.
Did you know there's a gluten-free expo?
Expo?
Yeah. Sorry. Keep going.
Nick is emceeing it this year.
I thought she was going to say Xbox. I can't play Xbox anymore because my Xboxes are all gluten.
Did you get your Xbox
but this
set
year?
Up? Sorry, we're just skipping one topic to next, but I keep meaning to ask you.
It's set up. It's right back here.
Hot dog.
Boom. And then I have my second Xbox over here.
Oh, hot dog.
So we have two Xboxes now. We're an Xbox family. I'm sorry to not be a PlayStation. If there's any PlayStation,
you know, you and Chandler
people.
Can play games together. You don't have to have two Xboxes. just kidding.
Well,
I was just
so
kidding.
This one's the one. This is the one that I play on. Well, we've been playing on that one now because we have it. This is the one I play on whenever I do play Xbox. But this one we've been using. Like, people have been coming over and we play this game called Jackbox. So we play it on there. We put it on the big TV.
I love that game.
Yeah, and that's a blast. But it also has a DVD player, so now we can watch all of Chandler's DVDs that she has from her childhood. But yeah, being gluten-free is extremely easy right now. It was extremely easy this year because Chandler's mom, Lori, found out that she was also had to cut gluten for health reasons. And so she was already preparing a lot of, you know, she had to prepare dishes for her. So when it's like, if there's two people, I feel like it's easier, two or more rather than one person. I just felt like I was a bit of a nuisance last year.
Yeah.
That's but, like, you with- know, they had some pretty good stuffing. They got stuffing from Trader Joe's, which was very good.
Trader Joe's is the best.
I know. So I knew it was going to be good.
So
that's kind of, I was just going to say, it's kind of like being vegan, you know, like usually when there's a holiday meal, I just bring my own meal because I, you know, I don't plan on being a burden to anybody. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, Katie.
But you know that we all like eating what you make. We'll eat anything vegan. There's only one person that won't.
Thinks that they're going to get healthy all of a sudden if they eat something vegan.
Yeah. Heaven forbid.
Thanksgiving this year, I was talking to Ben's cousin's wife, and she was talking about the gluten-free expo and how it's in Salt Lake every year, and it just happened in like October. But she was saying there's a place out in South Jordan that makes a bunch of mixes, and it's the best mixes that she's found.
Mixes like what? Like flour?
Like pancake and stuff?
So she had a mix for rolls, and she said it's the best gluten-free rolls she's ever had. And then she told me about this app that...
The Gluten-Free World Expo? Called,
yeah, I think. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
It's the...
There's an app called Find Me Gluten-Free, and it'll show you all the gluten-free restaurants near you.
No.
It looks like I missed it. Oh, no. Yeah, I missed it. In September.
I told her to let me know next year when it happens so that I can let you know. Because Kimberly's going to go to it next year because of Abby. But that's cool.
It's not telling me where it is.
She said it said it was a Southtown Expo Center when they went this year. But she said all of the booths have taste testing.
Uh-huh.
So you can test if it vibes with you because gluten-free is so
biggest
hard.
Biggest Costco
no.
sample ever. Gluten-free yeah. Costco
just
samples.
Imagine being... somebody who wants to wreak havoc on these people and just like cross contaminate or accidentally bring flour. Like if there's some kind of
a little sprinkle of
James Bond villain.
Not enough bathrooms in the world.
Yeah. They're seeing a line and it's probably the line to use the restroom.
That'd be awful.
Yeah, so I wasn't fully diagnosed with it. You know, I didn't go to a doctor and find out that I can have bread. I just started cutting it out, which is nice. So there's people who are, what is it? What's the main thing?
Celiac,
yeah. Don't have that. I just have a bit of a intolerance.
I mean, self-diagnosis is a valid diagnosis. If you feel like it helps you, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And I still indulge sometimes. Like if I, you know, if something's worth it, like the McRib is back, I'll go for, you know, I'll suffer through that just for the McRib.
For the McRib?
We talked about that at Thanksgiving this year.
You talked about the McRib?
About them.
Guys, it's back.
That's why we talked about it. Ben was like, I don't get the hype.
I've had two. I saw Lyndon a couple days ago, and he said he already also had two. And then yesterday came over again, and I'm like, you not hungry? He's like, no, I had a late afternoon McRib. Man. I don't know. I can't tell you. It's my religion. I'm not going to force it down your throats. But
that's fair.
It's what I need in life. And it only happens one a year. And last year they said it wasn't going to come back, and it came back. Freaking McDonald's. I bought too many last year.
Probably got too much backlash.
I got a lot. I bought a lot last year. So, you know, marketing worked its magic. Emily, what's your McRib?
I was thinking about something when you were talking, but I didn't want to interrupt. No, I forgot.
Katie, do you have a McRib? Do you have something that just, it doesn't have to be seasonal, but
cranberry 7-Up.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that.
Hoo-hoo. Or cranberry ginger ale. So good.
Huh. I've had cranberry. Is that what the Sprite is? Like the seasonal Sprite? Is that cranberry Sprite?
Mm-hmm. Sprite too, yeah.
That's pretty good. I like
it. I love cranberry flavored things. Oh. 10 out of 10.
Have you ever tried?
It's good for kidney health.
What's that? Oh my gosh. I'm not firing on all cylinders today. Oh my heck. What is the soda place?
Swig.
Have you tried their Riptide?
Yeah. No. Well, it's so. Every time I go, though, I think about the girls. And when
you should
probably
try it. That's very good.
I was watching this video right before we started, and it's this guy who traveled around the U.S. And I've only seen a few of his videos, but he travels in the U.S., kind of gets to know the culture of towns and people and whatever.
Oh, he did. Came to Utah.
Yeah, started watching his. Did you watch it?
I have that. I just seen a little short of it, but I want to watch it. I like his videos.
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. This one was funny because
his Amish series is really good.
He interviewed this guy who's just teaching him about Mormon culture and all these things. And they go down to Provo and she's like, yeah, this is the creamery. This is where people hang out every Saturday. And
gosh,
he's like, and then these are the soda shops. And the guy's like, what the heck? You know, is that your coffee? He's like, yeah, people just, you know, we like our soda. And they're both like, yeah, but I don't really drink soda. And this guy's like, yeah, I don't either. Like, we don't like soda. And so they go inside and they walk up to the counter. It's like, what would you like? And the guy taking the tour, he's like, oh, I'll take a large. So, you know, what's it? Who's he? What's he? Like, it just knew the one that he wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it. Like, something's like, I'll take the space cowboy. I don't know what the drink was, but with light ice, extra limes.
Speaking of Utah news, guess who was spotted in Cache Valley yesterday?
Oh, no, let me guess. Let's see. Give me a hint.
Star Wars.
Oh, C-3PO.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Chewbacca. No. Adam Driver.
You're mixing characters and, like, real people's names.
You know,
Obi-Wan was here. Ewan McGregor.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Ben was on Facebook this morning and his friend shared a post of her husband meeting Ewan McGregor in a place called The Book Table here. The Book Table is one of my favorite stores here, but it's not something that people from out of town go. And he was just there.
Right? Well, I want to know
what are the odds of him being in Cache Valley?
Why is he there? Nope. Someone like him doesn't belong
so
there.
So it made me Google Ewan McGregor, Utah, because like, I wanted to see if anything would show up. Apparently, he's no stranger to Utah. He was driving across the U.S. one time and ran out of gas here in Utah. And he pulled over on the side of the road, wrote out a sign saying, like, gas, question mark. And nobody stopped to help him.
Oh, man. I wouldn't come back if that happened.
Right? Somebody did, finally. And he's in the article. The person and him are still friends, and they still keep in contact. Huh. But. Wow. Anyways, that was cool.
It's funny you mentioned Ewan McGregor, because there's two things in my life that involve Ewan McGregor, like the past couple days. So I was watching the new Watcher, like the top 10 beatdowns. I don't know if you guys watch those.
No, I only do those extra shows when I get desperate.
Desperate for content?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice to have. It's like, I got nothing else. I guess I can go back and watch those other Watchers.
Yeah.
But they had top five fictional characters that you'd want as a dad or something like that.
Okay. Tell me more.
In their list, this wasn't on any of their lists, but I was thinking one of mine would be Obi-Wan would be a good dad. You know, if there was, yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys ever think of like Mufasa. Would you have Mufasa? That was on their list of, Shane also had, or Ryan had Darth Vader, which was I think that's a bad example for a dad. Obi-Wan. But then the other thing, I actually have to run and grab it. Fill the air. I'll be right back.
Fill the air.
What does that mean? Like, touch it?
No, I'm actually watching BuzzFeed Unsolved again. I don't know. I just was watching like a couple episodes because
I guess not this season, yeah, the final season.
But yeah, I've just been watching some old ghost hunting.
It's so crazy to watch their arcs. Like, the show has changed so much.
I prefer the old BuzzFeed Unsolved compared to their new Watcher.
I agree.
It seemed like they were more on and like more characters and everything. It's like now it's just a bit, kind of just seems like they just don't enjoy ghost hunting anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, they're just in it because people like seeing them ghost hunt.
Every episode's a cookie cutter. Like, it's the same outline. Every time.
That's true. Okay, so the second thing in my life involving Obi-Wan, we went to Target last weekend. I needed to get some Christmas lights, and we started looking at ornaments and stuff. She has never confirmed that this idea is okay with her, but I'm like, oh, what if we like got ornaments that remind us of people in our lives? And, you know, we get those ornaments and put on the thing, on the Christmas tree. Like I said, I don't know if Chandler's into that idea, but I just started doing it. But we started looking at all the character ornaments, and so I found this bad boy at Target. Check that out.
Oh, sweet.
That's supposed to be Obi-Wan.
That's awesome. Look at that. I like that his hair is still painted as skin.
Right.
Okay.
Lyndon says it looks like Homer Simpson. And I think it looks like Jesus. So it's kind of, you know, fits the holidays.
His roots are grown in, like kind of Kitty said.
Yeah.
You need a touch up, bro.
Dyeing the hair. I just like his eyeballs. Yeah, so I had to pick that puppy up. I didn't get this last week, but we went back to Target a few days ago. Had to get it. So
you've been thinking about it.
Ben has Darth Vader and a stormtrooper on our tree.
Oh, like the same kind? Like the I don't know.
They're kind of heavy.
This is also selfish. I don't know who this is for yet. It might just be for me. Obi-Wan. You guys don't have ornaments yet. We're trying to find your ornaments. We'll slowly collect them throughout the years, I'm sure.
I figured out the pickle ornament and why the pickle ornament is such a thing, like that people gift each other.
Yeah.
You guys ever received a pickle ornament?
I have
one.
Yeah, I was telling my girls about it yesterday.
Do you know why that happened? Why it's a thing?
I mean,
like,
I know
the real story.
I'm not 100% sure I know what you're asking, but I know what it's for.
Emily, there's a pickle on your tree.
You tell me your story.
You
I
want to
hear
why.
Your story.
So, like, you hide it on your tree, and then the first person to find it gets money.
Okay. So, that was manufactured because
I'm okay with
a store,
that.
A store in New York for Christmas got a bunch of pickle ornaments from Germany, and they're like, how can we monetize this? Like, what can we create
that
will get people to buy these ornaments that are shaped like pickles? And so they're like, oh, you hide the pickle, and whoever gets a prize.
Wow.
But it was because they got a random shipment of a bunch of pickle ornaments.
Who ordered the pickle ornaments? Not me. I ordered cucumbers. that's crazy. Yeah, we got one. And here's the funny part. Don't know where it is. So whenever I find it, hopefully I get some cash. Hopefully I'll have to peg that on Chandler, make sure she She's
get her in the loop on that one.
Yeah. So I told my kids about it, and then I was like, and they're like, okay, we'll hide it. And I'm like, no. So I think I'm going to hide it on mom's tree and then see if they notice it.
Have you guys, so I saw Katie's tree. Oh, yeah, I saw your tree, too. So we're all set up for Christmas, ready for the holidays.
Yeah, that was fun. We did that yesterday. Do you remember when we were kids that we would, day after Thanksgiving, we would set up our tree and go Black Friday shopping and kind of get ready for the holidays?
Yeah.
You guys remember doing that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It seemed like that's a perfect day to do it.
Remember the year we had two different trees?
Yeah.
Two different trees?
What? Do you remember the year we had two different trees? I was thinking about this yesterday.
Not really.
You might have been too young, Nick. One year, Mom got some beautiful Christmas decorations. So she decorated her tree with her new Christmas decorations. And then they set up a second tree after they bought their new tree downstairs and put all of the kid ornaments on there. So we had the kid tree downstairs.
Oh.
And then we had the fancy tree upstairs. It was just one year that they did it, and then they got rid of the old tree. But I was thinking about that. Yeah. If mom still has all of our kid ornaments.
Like the ones we made? That kind of sounds familiar. I wonder where all those went.
Hello there. Do you follow us on Instagram? Our page is called We Don't Claim to Be Experts. All one word. On Instagram. We try to post updates, ask questions for upcoming episodes, and we post funny reels that have highlights from our most recent episodes. They also feature photos of us when we were kids. Don't forget to like our posts so we show up on your feed. Thanks, and happy listening.
Yeah, so we normally would have been up at the cabin this year. Well, for Thanksgiving, you know, day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
We're all sick.
That sucks. So
we stayed home. The girls were bummed, but I was like, well, we could do a movie night if we'd stay home. And that was
I'm glad there was snow. That probably made it a little easier for them.
Yeah, so that's been fun. They've been outside playing in the snow.
Jealous of the snow.
Hank likes the snow.
That's crazy. He probably isn't bothered by it because he has all those layers.
Oh, my gosh. And his feet are huge. I think he's a Siberian cat. And so, like, I saw his paw prints in the snow, and his, like, toes, like, he spreads out his toes. So he's got his big old, like, duck feet.
Oh, got little paws. Beans.
Like,
it's a little, well, yeah, get that surface.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's cute.
Yeah, so I think he likes the snow. Like, he used to, in the summer, he would just lay on the patio all night long. You know, I'd wake up periodically throughout the night, and he'd just be laying there, like, anytime throughout the night. But now that he, you know, it's colder, I think he's out exploring. I call it on patrol.
But I don't think our cats like the snow. I know, they'll stop. Like if they run outside and they'll just, once the snow starts, they won't go any further. But I'm kind of curious if I could just, you know, just throw them out on the snow and see what they do.
They're going to run away. They're going to be like, not going back in there.
Panic.
This crazy guy.
Oh, man. Well, that's, I did not want to set up a tree this year. I didn't want to do like much decorating because we're going to be gone for Christmas. And so, you know, I didn't want it to, come back and then it's like Christmas is over and all our stuff's still up. I know it takes a bit to take your Christmas stuff down, but we're going to come back like 4 days after Christmas ends. But we set everything up. we couldn't fight it. We got Christmas lights up in the cat's area. They got a little tree up there. Yeah, we've got all our decorations up. Something happens this time of year. I always forget how much I actually like the day after. I like the holiday season, like the day after Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas Eve. It's just a wonderful time. You know, you get a candle that's pine flavored and then you start seeing people more.
We definitely turned our candle on yesterday.
Oh, did you?
You turned it on?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's an eye when she said
has
that,
a really good smelling one.
Or lit it. Well, either one.
What do you, like, I lit it?
Yeah.
Is that better? Yeah. I lit my pine-scented candle from Trader Joe's, and it smelled delightful.
Oh, I love it.
Why do candles never come with a switch? I gotta find where the... we get ours from Target.
I also
bought
incense the other day.
Yeah, we got the Target
I bought candles. Incense the other day. That's a weird experience. I don't think I was ever going to be an incense person. I don't think I am. But I...
Did you like it?
was like an identity crisis when I lit it.
We inherited a ton of patchouli from Dad. Or patchouli, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. The flavor? Yeah, Dad got it for some reason. Mm-hmm. Did he ever burn it in your house?
No. Ryan was like, and I thought it was Mom that got it.
Oh.
She kept talking about it.
No, I thought it was Dad.
But she kept saying it was Dad. I don't know.
Dad said he likes incense. I know that.
And so anyway, Ryan was like, came up. He's like, what is that smell? That smells like, I don't even remember.
Smells
what
like
said,
Spencer's.
Like the mall. That's how I felt when I lit it the other day. I was like, this feels like a teenager.
Yeah. I like it too. We got this cool little incense thing we got from Stefan Linden. So it kind of like comes out of the holes. You got to be careful though. It opens from the bottom, but
Wow.
Yeah, it comes out. It looks pretty. It usually only comes out of these top holes, but the smoke comes out, makes a little design. It's kind of neat.
I have nothing to input on this. Sorry.
You don't do incense?
I don't like the smell of them, so I don't ever.
What are your chosen scents?
Probably because of Spencer's. Just kidding.
Emily's anti-Spencer's. Do you have a Pura or whatever that thing is? That what is that? Pura? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I don't know how we got one.
I don't have one. Mom gave it to you.
Oh. Yeah, we have one.
Because when she gave it to you, she's like, hey, I gave Nick and Chandler this. Do you want one? And I was like, I don't even know what it is. And she's like, it smells really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. Okay.
We have it. You plug it in and, it, you know, it's like a oil thing. It just heats it up and puts the smell out. But the refills are like $50 for this little tiny thing. So.
Giddy up.
And they don't last that long. So we'll see. We also, I can't tell when it's working too. Sometimes I walk in, I'm like, oh, you know, that smells nice. And then most of the time, I can't smell it. Yeah, it's still night light for the cats and whatever.
Well, no, but it lights up when it's on at our house.
Oh. Ours is lit, but it's white. So I don't think that's the right. It must mean it's out. I don't know how this thing works.
Me neither. I just do the Bath and Body Works Christmas tree. But I heat those up year round. Summer, Christmas tree.
Dad lets you light a candle?
No, they're like the little plug-in.
Oh, yeah. Still.
But it smells like Christmas tree.
Dad's complained about, you know, any kind of smelly, perfumey my whole life. Our whole lives.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sometimes.
Parfum.
Sorry.
Parfum. Sometimes I feel like it gives me a headache too, but it smells so good. I just battle through it.
Certain scents do. I can't do floral.
Huh?
Smells too aggressive.
Dad told me the other day that he doesn't like the smell of flowers. And I'm like, there, I said it. And I'm like, so what's Mom's favorite flower? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I think that's why he doesn't like flowers, is he can't remember what a flower
is. Calla lily, isn't it? Isn't it still her wedding flowers?
She likes roses too. But Dad doesn't like the smell of flowers, guys, so don't even try put them in his face. I don't know if they give him headaches too.
So Katie, do you have anything special ornaments on your tree?
Apparently a pickle.
I don't have a pickle.
Well, did you look for it?
Ben, no, I didn't. That's fair. Ben has a lot from when he was a kid, and then his biological grandma has sent us ornaments every year. So we have ornaments that she sent us, and then we have one that we got the year we got married, and it's a Disney ornament. But I have a lot of that tree that Mom bought all the fancy ornaments for that I was talking about earlier. I have a lot of those decorations on my tree. Other than that, not really. What about you guys?
You have Grandma's topper?
Oh, yeah, I do have Grandma's topper. That's right.
That's cool.
I don't know how it ended up in the dryer. We took the dryer. So Grandpa gave us the washer and dryer.
Oh.
And I remember him asking me if I wanted any of their Christmas decorations. And I was like, yeah, I'll go through them. And then I never did. I can only assume he shoved them all in the dryer. And then we got to Cove and I heard something in the dryer and I opened it and I was like, that's weird. And then when we brought the dryer to our old apartment, I found them all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the angels on my tree are also Grandma, Grandpa's. Those are crocheted angels.
Whoa.
Oh, I forgot about our little angels.
Oh, you guys want to see something crazy? Check this out.
Oh, yes.
Always. Oh, I like those.
These are my readers.
Get some glasses.
These are my readers. So
nice.
Put them on.
Perfect.
I like those.
This is how I read my newspapers in the morning.
You look like Grandpa Jarvis when you just did that.
Like that? Yeah, so we got these. I got these frames, and Chandler's looking. We're gonna get our actual prescriptions filled. I just like these bad boys. They kind of look like something Katie would wear. So I like
the loud frames.
Loud.
I don't care.
Yeah, did they make my eyes look big with these readers? Look, watch out for me coming. Wait, what is it? Look out! Oh, look out, world. Nick's coming.
Watch out for me coming.
Those readers have given you an alternate personality. Yeah. You're suddenly a 90-year-old man.
Oh my gosh. Where's the newspaper?
Okay, so here's a question for you guys. I was in a text chain. I've been in a text chain for a while now. I went to a bachelor party a few months ago, like in June. It's more than a few months. It's almost half a year. And somebody was asking for if any of us had a CRT. Do you guys know what the CRT is? Or can you remember without Googling it?
Only thing I can think of is CVT.
CVT? What's a CVT? Like the...
It's a type of transmission.
Oh, yeah. No, CRT. And it's not the education. It's not... That doesn't happen to do it.
Is it a knife?
It's not a knife. I know what it is. Well, I after I Googled it, I'm like, I know... Okay. CRT television. It's like the old televisions with the glass thing.
Oh.
Yeah, huge backs. I think it's the ones with like the, you know, it's like the big dome in the back and it projects on the glass and just an old TV. I forgot they were called that. I don't know if I've ever, have we had one? But they're asking if any of us had one or if we had relatives that had one.
Yeah, I definitely didn't like even think about that.
I was thinking.
I didn't even know that's what they were called.
If they just wooed an old lady up in Mill Creek, they could probably inherit her old CRT TV. She's probably got one back there. I just feel like if you go into an old person's house, you know, they got one downstairs.
The DI doesn't even put them out anymore. If they get them, they just get rid of them.
The DI used to sell those. They sold those for a while. Mm-hmm. They kept selling them. I guess they.
The DI being the local thrift store chain.
Yeah, one of them. That's nuts. Yeah. I don't know why people would want them, but I think a lot of people would want them right now.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
White noise.
Right. We talked about it, Chandler and I, just like thinking about devices, like if and when we decide to have kids, it's like devices, where to have them, televisions or whatever. And we kind of thought that like if in the kids' room, like if we were able to get an old TV like that with a VHS player and they just get VHS tapes and they just get the old TV, they can have that SpongeBob game that plugs into the TV with the little nose. just bare bones. I don't know. But think.
Do you guys remember when you got your TVs in your rooms?
Yeah.
For your kids?
I had one when I was pretty young. I remember. I think they got one from a garage sale or something, mom and dad.
You and I each got one for our birthdays one year, and we got the same TV.
Really?
It had a VHS player in it.
I loved having a TV in my room. Never left.
No, I think I was like 10.
Man.
It was sweet. That's how we fell asleep every night.
Yeah. It's kind of ruined me now,
watching
though.
The Jewelry Channel.
Wait, so you guys, do either of you guys have a TV in your bedroom now?
Yeah, I do, but we'll watch Good Mythical Morning, like an episode or two at night, and that's not every night, and then we just turn it off and go to sleep.
Really?
Ben can't have the TV going.
Yeah, I have a TV, and it has to be going. But I fall asleep so fast, so it just autoplays the rest of the night. We blast through Seinfeld on a regular basis. Yeah, Chandler can't do it either, and it has to be something she's already seen.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I think about that. It's kind of ruined me, but I do like having a TV in the room. And I don't know why I need it.
Although I will say, like, I do put, like, an earbud in and listen to Seinfeld while I fall asleep. So I do kind of. But it's playing on my phone.
Oh.
So it's not like my room's lit up or anything.
That's a good
college
idea.
College kind of changed that for me. And the mission. Got on a mission. Because, I mean, you can have a TV on the mission. Yeah. And then college, you share a room with a human. So can't really do that.
That's a good idea. I should put my earbuds in. These would fall out, though, and I'd lose them forever. My AirPods, but...
A cat would eat them.
Yeah. I got He's there on a cord.
That's dangerous, Emily. Oh, are they just connected to like one line Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta watch out though. I used to fall asleep with like the actual full cord ones. And I roll over so much when I sleep, I woke up and it just like wrapped around my neck.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Very spooky.
I do also have like
or it was a ghost trying to kill me.
Earbuds that I'll use too.
Hmm. Well, did you guys
have you guys seen advertised on Netflix the movie Leo?
No. Is it about DiCaprio?
Okay. It's Leo.
Leo.
It's an animated movie and I wanted to watch it because it was just said it was like new to Netflix or whatever this weekend.
Yeah.
And I watched it yesterday with mom and dad.
Oh.
And I laughed so hard the entire movie. There's so many like funny little, it's like one of those dumb movies like Dumb and Dumber. Like,
that sounds like a good time.
You have to see it. It's a Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
Ben won't watch it.
It's animation.
You don't have to tell him it's an Adam Sandler movie. Just watch it before this podcast comes out.
Is Ben anti-Adam Sandler?
He does not like Adam Sandler.
Really?
He also does not like Will Ferrell.
Ooh.
That's crazy. I know people that are like that have only found out the past year that they are anti-Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, that's okay, Ben. If you're listening to this, we still like you.
It's very funny, though. You should probably watch it.
Okay. I'm not a big animation guy, so we can probably get a shot.
I didn't know what to expect, and I laughed the entire movie. There's so many like funny little things where they just like make fun of what's going on today with like, I don't know, I can't even describe it. And then there's a cute message at the end. It's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Pretty cute. So Adam Sandler plays an iguana. What is this? Is he an iguana?
I think it's an iguana, but they keep calling him a lizard throughout the whole movie, so I don't know.
No, they didn't want to put him in a box, Emily. They wanted him to be whatever he wanted to be.
So his name's Leo.
Leo. Aww.
And the basic premise is he's a class pet, and one of the parents comes to the classroom and says that he's going to die at 75, and he figures out that he's 74 years old. And so he wants to go, like, cross things off his bucket list, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, plans change because the teacher goes on maternity leave, and it's just really cute. Like, I didn't know what to expect. In the first, I watched, like, the first 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, I don't know that I'm going to enjoy this movie. And then it just really kicked into high gear, and I laughed so hard.
Did mom
oh, my
and dad
gosh.
Like it?
It's so, yeah. Dad said it was a good movie, too, and mom liked it, and I don't know. It was just really cute.
Man, all right. We need some shows to watch.
I have to give it a go.
Yeah.
We've been watching, do you guys have Apple TV? Probably not, Emily. Emily, yeah. You need to get Apple TV. There are great shows.
Mom does.
On there.
Mom and dad do.
You might mute it.
Mom and dad simultaneously have Apple TV.
Also, I noticed earlier.
No, they do. Mom and dad both pay for it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good shows, but there's this show. It's not a comedy or anything. Fourth season just started. It's called For All Mankind. Have you heard of that show? Oh my. Emily, you'll get a kick out of this, especially because it's Moon. So it's the first season's in the 60s and it's the space race trying to get to the moon. But believe it or, you know, if you believe that we made it or not, Russia actually beats America to the moon. They're the first ones to land on the moon. And so it's like the point of view starts from like the American astronauts. They're just mad that they couldn't get it done. And then it's like this race and they actually eventually all get on the moon and yada, yada. And then each season is like years after the previous season. So like the next season two starts 10 years after and they start like colonizing the moon, which is kind of cool. So it's U.S. history and it has like lots of U.S. history, but it's off. It's just like slightly off on, you know, things other than the moon, you know, us colonizing the moon. Obviously, that's way off, but it's like got the same presidents. They like did voices of the presidents, Nixon and JFK and all these things. And just like the off history of NASA. It's pretty interesting. I think you might get a kick out of it if you ever get the chance.
Kind of like how things could have been like a twist.
Yeah.
Like
what if?
I want to say like butterfly effect, but not really, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like Quentin Tarantino wrote the history.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's a good show. There's also another one. We were just talking about this last night, so it's on my mind. Severance. I don't know if you ever heard of that one.
I've heard of it, but I don't.
It is like the best television show I've ever seen. And it has Adam Scott. He's in like Parks and Rec. He plays Ben Wyatt and he's the main guy. I can't remember the other people's names. Very science fiction. I don't know. It's like mind bendy. I don't know how to exactly explain it. I didn't know anything about it before I watched it. But if you should watch that one first and then watch For All Mankind. Because the first scene.
Have you seen Shrinking?
Of course. Shrinking's phenomenal. That's another good one, Emily. Watch Shrinking on Apple.
Daisy, come here.
Oh, you're doing good.
Come here.
And what's the other one? Oh, Ted Lasso is on Apple. Apple just produces great. You haven't seen Ted Lasso? Oh, you would.
I watched it by osmosis.
Mom keeps like, you need to watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty right, good. Mom. I mean, it'll make you feel good. It's kind of like Shrinking. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd like it just because it's, I don't know, it's kind of silly. American goes coach football in Britain kind of thing. I don't know.
Oh, Daisy.
How's Daisy feeling? She's sick too?
She's doing okay. She's not wearing a jacket.
Oh, woo-hoo. She doesn't need it?
Look at all that hair on her.
Wow. Look at all that hair on you, Daisy.
She's such a babe.
Yep. Such a babe.
I did want to tell you guys that I fell down the stairs this week.
What is with you and Mom?
Well, Mom is funny because yesterday I asked her if she wanted me to bring in some of her Christmas stuff. And she's like, I'm worried about you carrying it.
Yeah, you're right, Mom. You go do it.
So it was like slushy on this outdoor stairs and I was going down to check on Hank and in his cat castle. And I was like, oh, I should hold on to these stairs. And I slid down like probably 6 or 7 stairs. Like I fell
your butt
down the stairs. It hurt so bad. Man. And the next day I was like, it feels like I ran a marathon. And Ryan's like, too bad it's not that easy to get into shape. All down the stairs. Oh my gosh, I was so bruised.
But it just ain't the same until your leg goes through the deck and someone takes a picture of it. Like a little chicken wing hanging out.
Oh man.
That's when we'll get worried about you, Emily.
And I threw my dinner. I was carrying some dinner. And I threw my dinner and I couldn't find the bowl after. But Dex found it and he was like pushing it around. I heard him.
We need to get you one of them elevator chairs.
We need to get both her and Mom an elevator chair.
We can ride up together.
You guys can race. We'll put on both sides of the stairs.
Oh man. Yeah.
So you're all bruised and
I'm starting to recover, so I do feel a little bit better. My arm hurts still, but
you hurt your arm from carrying things falling up a couple months ago.
Yeah. For Halloween decorations, but I think it's finally doing better. I think it's finally healing.
Were you holding everything with two arms or one arm?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to check. You know the rules.
But I've been going down when it's slippery. I've been going down, you know, my feet 45 degree angles.
Of course.
You know, got to make sure I'm safe. Carrying nothing in front of me. I won't make that mistake twice.
All right, Katie, do you want to pick a topic?
Why do I have to pick?
Remember to make it random. Just kidding.
Nick, you go.
By randomly picking one. All right, I got one. So we've been rewatching the show, and thanks to Katie and Ben, we use their Peacock. But the first three seasons of The Office are some of the best TV anyone can see. And so I was curious if you guys just want to do a little chit-chat about the first three seasons. Anything comes to mind if you go back and rewatch it. We've also been doing this thing. They have these like super cut episodes. And so they have all of the...
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Not deleted scenes, but because it's, you know, Emily had the discs, and so, you know, you could see extras and all this
and
stuff.
And on my iPad video. iPod video, yeah. Excuse me.
And so we'd seen a lot of scenes, but there's still, you know, there's more things that I've never seen before. I can tell, though, because I've watched those first three seasons so many times, what's different. And so when it's something new, I'm like, that's probably fine. They cut that out. But they specifically, like, going into the extended edition, like, these extra scenes, they give a lot of screen time to the rest of the office, like Oscar, Angela,
really?
Yeah, Meredith. They all just get extra time, like little back things. It's like the story's going on, and then those three in accounting are, you know, battling something, or, like, you know, getting on each other's nerves. It's kind of interesting, and I don't know why they had to cut it, probably just for time, but it kind of makes you like those characters a lot more. Like, Phyllis has some more stuff. Creed, not a whole lot, but there's like one, I think we watched yesterday. What was the episode? But Phyllis was trying to talk to Stanley, and he asked her a question, and he just answers with "uh-huh," but that wasn't like an answer for the question. She's like, "You don't even listen to me, do you?" He's like, "Uh-huh." yeah, just a little banter between them. So,
have you seen that Stanley and Phyllis are in a Cheerios commercial or something?
No.
Yeah, they're in a commercial together.
As Stanley and Phyllis?
I don't know, just a couple of retired salespeople.
Kevin's in a Chili commercial.
Oh, man.
You guys should watch.
I don't really like season one.
Yeah.
Only because I feel like they're trying to figure it out. Like, they haven't gotten into their groove yet with, yeah, like the characters that we ended up falling in love with. And but season two, that I think that's when I started, you know, watching it. I remember those were the episodes,
yeah,
that I ended up with on my iPod.
Yeah, I remember we'd watch it like in your car, and I don't know, I think you had the Sentra or maybe it was the Cobalt, and we'd just watch it as we were driving Sentra around.
Watching The Office.
Yeah, I remember driving past Trolley Square watching The Office in your car.
So,
on a little postage stamp screen. Yeah.
For reference, what they're talking about, the Sentra was a 1991 manual Nissan Sentra.
R.I.P.
And they're watching The Office. Yeah, R.I.P. I am responsible that vehicle no longer exists. It's a rough topic.
Yeah, we're not. We call it Sentra Day in the Naylor household. the day the Sentra blew up.
I remember Mom came down and woke me up. Like, I don't know why she woke me up. She didn't need to wake me up.
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, she came into my room. She's like, "We gotta go. Katie just blew up the car." And then she just, like, left my room.
So dramatic. Like,
okay. She didn't need me. She didn't need me for anything. She just was like, "We gotta go."
All right. Well, I mean, like,
I wouldn't have even known they'd left. I would have just been sleeping.
Yeah.
I was so scared to call Mom and Dad when that happened.
You were on the freeway when it happened, right?
I was on the belt route.
Yeah. What's do you remember the smells of what was going on?
Burnt oil. Because turns out you need oil for a car to continue to run.
So. I don't know. I mean, that's what they say, but who's to
might,
say?
Someone might say it's like the blood of the car.
Oil is my blood.
Seat belts, radio knobs.
Hello?
I'm a car. Gasoline makes me run.
Seatbelts, radio knobs.
Oh. Dan Cook reference.
That's Dan Cook. Man, I don't think I was supposed to listen to that, Emily, by the way, but you'd let me listen to it on your iPod.
I don't think any of us were.
Dan Cook?
Yeah.
A lot of things went over my head, though. And now that I listen back, it's pretty dark. Or not dark, but it's pretty adult.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Leo is, like, you know, I was thinking that I would watch it with my kids. I was like, oh, that'll be our movie night. It'll be so cute, you know? Yeah. And my kids ended up not watching it. They had, like, no interest in it. But it was, like, adult, funny humor. But not in, like, a gross way, if that makes sense. It's just, like, you'll have to watch it, and then we'll have to talk about it again.
Wow.
So that's your assignment.
Okay. I do well with those assignments. All right, Katie, pick a topic.
What is your favorite room in your house and why?
Mm.
I like the bathroom because it has a lock on the door. Just kidding.
That is very valid. Just
kidding. I like the bathroom because that's where business gets done.
I like, my kids are cute though. Now that they're older, you know, they'll, can I come in? And I love that they're learning those boundaries, but it's like when you have young kids, there's no boundaries.
There's a comedian. Oh shoot. Who said it? It was Jerry Seinfeld. He's like, I love a kid's innocence and style because they're the only type of person that if they're in the restroom and you knock, they say, come in. I thought that was sweet. Oh, come in. There's on the toilet. I do like the restroom. I think that's a safe haven. I don't have to use the restroom as much now with my new dietary needs.
That's good.
We have this TV room, which is kind of nice. I wouldn't say it's my favorite though. I spend way too much time, so probably the kitchen.
That's awesome.
Kitchen slash front room.
I like my bedroom too. It's dark and quiet, and like if I need a minute to recharge my emotional batteries, I can do that.
Are you still satisfied with the green color, or would you change it?
No, we already have the paint to change it, but I just gotta get rid of stuff.
Why that green, Emily? Fair. By the way, why lime?
I think part of it was okay. So when I painted my room clouds at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a really bright, bold color. And mom said no. She wanted like a subtle, not bright color. So we picked like a periwinkle blue. And I didn't love that color, but it was good. But it wasn't the color I wanted, if that makes sense. It, you know, because your parents, you know, it's their house. They want like a certain color palette and that's fine. And so when I was turning 18, mom said I could pick any color I wanted. And I was like, here's my chance.
Black.
So I picked a bright green. And,
did you think about doing black or like something darker? Seems like that was right.
No. So IKEA just opened recently in the area. And we went to IKEA and I found some bedding that I really liked. And it was white. It was kind of like peacock colors. And so originally I was going to paint like peacock feathers on my wall.
Oh.
But I moved out before I ever did it, so.
Oh, they just have a green room.
I had big plans.
I also have a green bedroom. We painted our bedroom green. It's a dark green. It's like a forest, though, so.
I bet that is so calming.
It's nice. Yeah, dark. I like the dark. If I can have every room dark. I like a dark blue, too. That's another color we were thinking about.
My favorite room?
Yeah.
Living room. There's just so much happiness when it's just us, and when people come to our house, like, that's the happy room. That's the room that, I don't know, exudes happiness.
Yeah.
Exudes feelings, exudes emotion, I guess. It's just where the life happens.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I also like our living room because, our front room? It's where, like, our dining table is. It's turning into a little game zone. People come over, we play games, board games. We had a little game night last night with people. We got this new Clue. It's branded a Clue, but it's nothing like Clue.
Is it the deck of cards?
No, it's it's a board game still, but you're trying. So basically, you're trying to keep a guy alive. I can't remember his name. And there's different locations, which is like Clue, and whoever's turn it is, you go around to a different location, and you're just trying to like figure out different spots. But once the guy ends up being in the room, one of the roles that is handed out before the game, if they're in the right room with him, then they win the game. And so they're trying to get him into the room with a weapon or whatever and make sure nobody can defuse the thing. Lots of thinking, and we played a couple rounds, and it's one of these, there's these new games out right now where it's like you have to lie and be deceitful with the rest of the people. Like two people were the bad guys and then the rest of us were just friends or like innocents, and it kind of causes you not to trust people, which sucks. Like at least during the game, but it's like you're trying to read
too
people.
Real.
I know. And we had played this other one before that kind of has an awful name, but it's called Secret Hitler. I don't know if you've ever heard of that game.
That was a good game.
It's a crazy game. It also makes you hate, you know, not trust your friends.
Mm-hmm. But like you, it seems more complicated than it is.
Yeah. But it's exactly like Seeker Hitler, that game that we played.
Really?
More to it. You have weapons, locations, clues, stuff like that. But yeah, these games are they're getting tough. There's another house of Betrayal Hill or something like that.
It's
a top rated game this year, and we were gonna get it, but they're like, that's another reason how you could tell it's,
we have it if you want to.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a top rated game for 2023, but we were gonna get it, but it's like game. $60. It was like $55-$60.
So there's alternate endings.
Each time you play?
Every game you play.
Why not? Yeah. It looked fun. Cool. It looks like something more my speed. I don't know how to play it, but...
Kevin has it. That's who I played it with the first time.
Yeah. I'd like to own it. I like having board games now. We invested in Ticket to Ride, and as you guys know how much that... That's a fun game. Nobody likes playing it, though.
Come play it with me and the girls.
I'll play it.
Yeah. They say it takes too long. It's too much thinking. It sucks to planning ahead, but... Chandler,
Ryan likes that game too.
Chandler is very competitive.
Yeah,
with it.
Let's play that game. Let's play it. Let's get all the expansions and we'll all play.
Yeah, I tried. Chandler, she's cutthroat during that game. She doesn't care about where I'm building.
I love that.
I want to see that side of her. Yeah. That's how Ryan is too.
She'll cut me off. She'll. All right, we'll play it. It might be just a nailer only game, but it's fun. I like that a lot. I guess one time people came over and we started at late, at like 9. We didn't end until like midnight for one game.
You know that big trunk in our living room?
Uh-huh.
That's all full of games.
Oh, sweet. There's another one called Curses we got. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that one's good.
It's kind of, you have to be with the right group of people, though. People who are okay making themselves be silly.
We got Cards Against Disney.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's like Cards Against Humanity, but it's Disney themed. It's kind of, it can ruin some Disney movies.
At least it's clean, though, right? I think that's my only beef with Cards Against Humanity. It's just kind of clean. Uncomfortable. It's not?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's why it can ruin some Disney movies.
Uh-oh. All right. Emily.
You know what? One time, okay, so after we got married, so this was like 13 years ago, we got an iPad. And that was one of the games I got on the iPad was Ticket to Ride. And I'd play it like on my iPad.
Oh, really?
iPad.
They have a Ticket to Ride game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can play with people everywhere.
Yeah.
We should. Parker got it for me.
We could play
I really
remotely.
Wanted to buy the app, and Parker gifted it to me.
Oh.
We should all play. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You also had Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, yes.
And anytime I would go to your house,
that's why
I'd
we bought
like,
it.
Can I play with your iPad?
Yeah.
Because I want to play Plants vs. Zombies.
We were playing Plants vs. Zombies on somebody else's iPad, and we were like, this is a fun game. We should get an iPad. And that's why we bought an iPad. Oh, crazy. So, Nick, I want to talk. My topic is, how are your eggs?
Oh, thanks for asking. I just got a push notification. there's a push notification. I can earn double time right now. So I have $1.9 undecillion dollars in the bank, which is pretty good.
Cool.
Got my daily bonus. Let me click on that. I started getting these little spaceships, which is kind of nice. This one looks like a Millennium Falcon. So I send that to Egg Space, and I get goodies that help me.
The crows, remember the space crows?
The space crows.
Yeah,
my space crows are collecting right now, and they're bringing me back buttons. And it's funny because they actually look like buttons. They just like they look like nonsense. Like that's the space stuff. I brought you back a necklace.
There's a mix of random stuff you can get on Amazon. It's like crow gifts, and it's just a mix of random stuff that you put outside for crows to come take, and then they'll bring you stuff.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I would like to barter with a crow.
Crow gifts? I don't... There's not enough crows in my life.
You think crows can, like...
Come to Cache Valley. There's a lot up here.
We got magpies.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of those, too. I hate those.
Yeah.
Those are worse.
I don't know. My throat has just been killing me, like, the past 2 days, and this morning, I just... You know when you gag too hard?
Yes.
That's where I'm at in life. So I'm going to hang out in my favorite room, the bathroom.
Okay.
I have nothing left to toss up. So we'll end the conversation there.
Yes, Katie.
Dale. Oh, I was just going to say. All right. Sounds good. All
right. We are sick little babies, but we'll be back next week stronger than ever. Yeah. Emily, you have a question?
Question.
Well, it's funny. After we were talking about Katie raising her hand, then it was like, raise your hand. Lower hand. Okay.
Got a question.
Yes!
I should buy a boat!
Por qué, hermano?
All right.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.